Good morning.
So what is driving these numbers?
Well, what we saw with these is that there hasn't been much change from last year to this year, or from 2012 to 2013, in terms of the number of people in poverty and the number of children in poverty. And that's a problem, because what it means is that since the recession, we are still having these elevated levels of poverty. For a lot of people, a lot of families, there really has been no recovery since the recession, since there's still a lot of people in poverty.
4 of every 10 Wisconsin households with single mothers and kids under 18 live in poverty. That sounds kind of dire. Put that into some perspective. How does Wisconsin compare to the rest of the country?
Well, Wisconsin's poverty rate and child poverty rate is a little lower than the rest of the country, so that's the good news. But we're still looking at some pretty high levels of poverty. For example, in Wisconsin, almost 250,000 children live in poverty. That's about enough to fill Lambeau Field 3 times over. So we're talking about a lot of children here, and we shouldn't let the fact that we're doing a little better than the national average make us think that we don't have a problem.
Is there anything in particular driving poverty in Wisconsin?
I think we're subject to most of the same forces that the rest of the country is in terms of economy and poverty. We have the same difficulties in regaining jobs that have been lost during the recession, and those jobs that have been regained often pay not as well as the ones that were lost.
And the latest numbers, I believe, show that Wisconsin is lagging behind the national average in terms of job recovery.
Right.
What could be done to make the situation for single moms and their kids better?
Well, I think we need to kind of work on both ends, both making sure that the jobs are there for people to work their way out of poverty, and not just and make sure that we emphasize jobs that are secure and give families the ability to sustain themselves, because really that's the best way to work out of poverty. But we also need to make sure that for people who are working, or people who can't find a job or working at a low-wage job, that we get the supports in there that allow them to work towards self-sufficiency, things like connecting people to high-quality child care so that they can have someplace for their children while they work, and raising the minimum wage so that we have a wage floor for people, so that people who are working full-time aren't still in poverty.
Tamarine Cornelius is an analyst with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.